I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Faith Friday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. So we get regular press releases from an organization called 1 Million Moms, which is run by a woman named Monica Cole. And basically it's just, oh, let's boycott these people because they don't hate the gays as much as I do. That's basically what they do. And by they, I mean Monica Cole, because it doesn't appear that there really is anybody else in 1 Million Moms. It's just a name. And the organization is just Monica Cole and her homophobia. I mean, it's not a big site. Their ranking is pretty low in terms of their website. The GLAAD website gets about 10 times as much traffic. And they've got 4,200 Twitter followers? That's not impressive. I'm guessing 995,800 of her million aren't really internet savvy, maybe? So this is more or less a homophobe screaming into the wilderness. Now, I will admit that the sappy Hallmark Christmas movies have been helping me to get through these dark times. So, Monica, when you pick a fight with Hallmark, you pick a fight with me. Monica has almost no successes in her attempted boycotts, but she had one, albeit briefly, and that was when she attacked the Hallmark Channel because they ran this lovely advertisement that had two brides. And Monica lost her mind, and she created a ruckus, and Hallmark actually pulled the ad. And then they got so much negative response to that that the ad came back. And like the ad, but much less pleasant, Monica is back attacking the Hallmark Channel. She wants desperately to live in a world where gay people don't exist, but they do exist. So her demanding that everybody pretend that they don't exist is pretty unrealistic. But she is absolutely pissed off because the Hallmark Channel is going to do what I have wished they would do for a long time. Finally, a gay romance. So Monica wants whoever the heck it is who supposedly makes up her 1 Million Moms. She wants them to boycott the channel and their wrapping paper and greeting cards and Christmas ornaments. Monica, why do you hate Christmas? Well, maybe you don't just hate Christmas. Maybe you just hate. I mentioned before about how difficult it can be to decide what category a story will go into because basically, there's been this attempt to nationalize religion, tear down the wall between church and state, and basically, we have a lot of theocrats in our government right now. Now, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is one of those theocrats. He's also a criminal. He keeps violating the law, and there are inspector generals who investigate him, and then they have to fire the inspector generals. Not really how things are supposed to work, but Mike Pompeo is just that corrupt. He is as corrupt a Secretary of State as we have ever had. But he is also deeply, deeply religious, which, of course, makes all his corruption okay. Now, Mike Pompeo likes to throw the terms natural law around a lot. That doesn't mean that you take fewer showers, you don't shave your underarm hair. No, it means that that's God's law. It's natural, because it's God. God hates gays, so it's natural that trans people can't serve in the military. It's natural that we oppose marriage equality. It's natural to prevent women from controlling their own bodies. That's just nature, because it's God. So last year, Mike Pompeo put together this Commission on Unalienable Rights. We haven't heard a lot from them since, but the purpose of that was basically to foist his extremely conservative religious views on the rest of the country, because it's his God. His God is right, and you better worship his God. And only his God. So he talked about, Mike Pompeo talked about the draft report that cites the traditions that formed the American spirit, including a form of Christianity that embraced the, I'm quoting here, the beautiful biblical teachings that every human being is imbued with dignity and bears responsibilities towards fellow human beings because each is made in the image of God. Okay, I don't know that that's an intrinsically biblical teaching, especially not in the Old Testament, where you're just as likely to get slaughtered. But sure, I believe all human beings are imbued with dignity. And I do believe that we do bear a responsibility towards our fellow human beings. I don't see Mike Pompeo acting that way, and he has big carve-outs for the kind of people who should be allowed to have their dignity. Gay people are not people who should be allowed to keep their dignity. Transgendered people, who can you even call them people, frankly? Now, Mike Pompeo doesn't want this report to just influence U.S. law. He wants it to influence global human rights policy. But do not think for a second that when Mike Pompeo talks about human rights, he's talking about the same thing that most of us think about when we hear the term human rights. According to the American Humanist Association head, Executive Director Roy Speckhart, he says, "The report, peppered with biblical and religious references, takes a rigid and exclusionary view of human rights, echoing the notion that the U.S. was built on Christian values and claiming that faith is necessary to advocate for human rights. It perpetuates a revisionist narrative that erases a core principle that the nation was founded upon, being secular and free from a state religion. Mike Pompeo does not believe that we should be free from a state religion." There's this comment from Jason Lemieux of the Center for Inquiry. He says, "Secretary Pompeo's insistent harping on God-given rights underscores the true intent of this report, to justify Christian nationalist foreign policy that abandons and endangers people overseas who are persecuted for their non-belief, sexual orientation, and gender identity, as well as those who seek comprehensive reproductive health care, including abortion and contraception. A letter signed by 230 human rights, social justice, and faith-based organizations criticized the findings of Pompeo's Commission on Unalienable Rights." Now, when this commission was first put together, we pointed out on the show how it was filled with people who were homophobic extremists. Here is an excerpt from that letter that 230 people signed. Quote, "We believe that the work you have produced will undermine American commitments to human rights and provide cover for those who wish to narrow certain categories of rights protections, resulting in a weakening of the international human rights system and its protections in the process." And I think the basic key of the document is setting a hierarchy of human rights. And at the top of their human rights, they put religious freedom and property rights. Anything below that, we should look at with some skepticism, I'm guessing. Now, even though this isn't laid out, you can guess where this is going with the property rights. You have a business, you have a property, your religious faith says you don't serve gay people or maybe Jews. Your two top rights, your two most important rights, property rights and religious freedom, that trumps everybody else's freedoms. But the reality is they're not looking to protect anybody else's religious freedoms, only their own religion. The whole purpose of this, of course, is to Christianize our nation with this extremist, narrow view of Christianity. And the Commission's fundamental mandate is that a proliferation of rights claims has undermined the legitimacy and credibility of the human rights framework, because apparently, according to them, we can have too many human rights. Their unalienable rights they see as being given by God, and that's property rights, and I'm not exactly sure all what else other than religious freedom. But everything else that a lot of us who have been in these battles think are important and are your rights, they call those social and political controversies. That includes abortion, affirmative action, and same-sex marriage. None of those things can ever be rights. Not according to Pompeo's Human Rights Commission. You see, Pompeo believes that his religious view that gays are bad, abortion is bad, birth control is bad, at least some forms of it, those are all based on his religious beliefs, and they trump any beliefs that you have. Even if your religious beliefs believe that people should be respected, whether they're gay or not, and given equal rights, that doesn't matter, because those aren't real rights. You're just wrong. And in Pompeo's view, you're not just wrong, you are going to hell wrong. Because while Mike Pompeo might be a criminal first, he's a Christian second. And his right-wing brand of Christianity trumps whatever the hell kind of Christianity you think you're practicing, because he's got the only true beliefs. This commission was set up from the beginning to have a specific set of results. It was inevitable that we would get this kind of ridiculous report from them. But the big question is, what does it result in? Will anything actually happen? I believe that unless God really wants to punish us, Donald Trump will not be reelected. But if he is, What in God's name will Pompeo do with this report?